A growing list of problems confront federal employees. There are budget cuts, furloughs, and then the possibility of sequestration all over again in fiscal 2014. But then add your house being destroyed by Hurricane Sandy on top of that. It's a recipe for disaster. That's what happened to Roberto Arroyo. He's an agent at the IRS, and he's had to take out an emergency loan from the Federal Employees and Education Assistance Fund just to make ends meet.
It took me a little bit over a month and a half to get back to work. Because of the Hurricane Sandy affected pretty much all of New York, New Jersey, we couldn't find any suitable living arrangement. We had to go all the way out to Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, to stay in a hotel for over a month. I didn't get back to Long Beach until the middle of December. I was able to find, luckily, a rental for a couple of months.
And where was your office at the IRS?
In Brooklyn. That was closed for almost about 2 weeks because of power outages from the hurricane.
So let's fast forward to the present day. I mean, we got your name from FIA. I understand that you were one of the many people who asked for an emergency loan. Tell us what type of loan you got and what you used it for.
What I got is pretty much a loan in order to help out with the rental expenses I'm still incurring because I have not returned to the house yet. It's getting close to almost about 10 months already since the hurricane hit. And for now, we've just been bouncing around from one rental apartment to another out in Long Island, just trying to keep as close as possible. They were very helpful in us trying to get the funding because I was doing okay for a while until the situation of the furloughs kicked in. So it makes it even worse because my wife also works for the federal government. So as I was furloughed, she was furloughed. So both our paychecks were affected.
And where does she work?
She works for the Internal Revenue Service in the Bethpage office. She's an IT specialist.
So you both work at IRS, but different locations.
Right.
All right. So how did FIA help out? What are they able to do for you specifically?
They were able to give us also a $500 grant, which we used to, just to be ahead on the rental in the apartment we're staying in, and also $600 loans just for, get by with, general expenses and stuff, so at least it'll be less strenuous once we get back to the home.
So tell us what your expenses are like now versus the income that you're taking in with furloughs.
Well, of course, I still have the rental expense, the mortgage, still on the house that I'm not living in. And had to get a car rental because one of our vehicles was flooded out by the Hurricane Sandy because I needed to transport my son to and from school. It was very convenient when we were in Long Beach, but now it's like we're far away from where his school is. He goes to a special needs school, which is called AHRC out in Long Island, which stands for the Association of Helping Retarded Children. He's not autistic, but he's on the spectrum.
So what's your prospects of getting back to the house? I mean, did you have insurance coverage? Did that help at all, or is the house going to be salvageable?
Yes, the insurance gave me a settlement, which seems right now is enough to get repairs done. I'm working with the contractor. He's been trying to keep us pretty much under budget. We've got all the electrical, plumbing, usual insulations, and sheetrock. Now I'm ready to do what we call a 50% inspection by my mortgage company in order to release more funds. I'm projecting, if nothing goes wrong, to move in by September. But then I got hit again with a letter from FEMA. Being where I am in Long Beach, we're on the South Shore, close to the ocean. They requested that now we have to elevate our homes. I have a one-floor house, which, pretty much was, devastated. So I'm dealing with that situation and securing grant funding for that, just to raise my home.
You mean to put it up on stilts, that type of thing?
Yes, that type of thing. It's going out throughout all of Long Island, and I've registered to the New York Sandy Help site for grant assistance to lift the home because it's going to cost me close to $80,000 just to do it.
We're speaking with Roberto Arroyo. He's a recipient of a FIA loan, emergency loan for those feds who have been furloughed. He also works along with his wife at the IRS. Now, how many furlough days has the IRS had?
We've had three already. We were lucky enough to avoid the fourth one. There's a fifth one coming on around August 30th, and we're not too sure if there's going to be two others maybe in the middle of September.
And I have to say, sometimes people say, 3 days off without pay over summer, surely people can find enough in their budget to squeeze here and there and make ends meet. What would you say to something like that? Because on the surface, you would say, well, 3 working days, surely somebody can spare that.
Yes, if they weren't affected like we were, that we were displaced from our home. And, you know, in addition to being both my wife, we work for the federal government. That's both our paychecks being affected. And on top of that, you know, there are certain things that the insurance doesn't cover that we have to replace, like the contents in the home. We lost everything from furniture, appliances. The most we were able to salvage were like clothes. So we had to make do. We're literally sleeping on air mattresses in the rental apartment. We had to buy a futon mattress bed. And now slowly we may have to start replacing the items in our homes, our furniture, our bedroom sets, you know, appliances. I mean, all the insurance provides is just to fix the home itself up. Contents-wise, that falls on us.
I'm also wondering if the IRS paid you during the month and a half you were out. They were closed for 2 weeks, but you were there or gone from there for 6 weeks. How did that work out financially?
In the beginning, I was put on a leave without pay for a while I was stuck out in Pennsylvania. But luckily, there was a program that they recently started up where they had what they call an emergency leave, which I was able to qualify to kind of replace that time. I did, you know, had to occur a few days here and there, but at least they were able to accommodate me with close to about maybe 80% of getting my time back.
And just curious, what do you like about working at the IRS?
Well, the people, of course, the security and the flexibility of the work environment, and also the assistance of the programs that were available, like the FEEA was great, and also the Emergency Leave Bank was another thing that helped me out.
And do you find that considering when you leave the office, you are dealing with myriad problems, whether it's the housing or just making ends meet, that you still can find comfort when you do go into the office?
Yes, definitely. That's the good thing about the flexibility. It enabled me to, you know, deal with the situation of trying to, you know, rebuild my home, dealing with the contractors, dealing with the insurance, trying to, you know, move my family from, you know, one rental apartment to another. You know, it gave me that time to do that, and it kind of relieved a lot of the tension and stress we've been going through.
Yeah. And do you think that the sequestration, the furloughs that all employers are going through, are they adding to everybody's tension there, or is it bringing people together?
It does bring a little tension. It feels that, you know, we've been going through 3 years of pay freezes, so we haven't gotten any cost of living increases in our salary, and here we are now cutting every corner we can just to meet the demands of the sequester. And if we feel that we've been picking up most of the load of all these budget cuts, and most people looking for the IRS, you know, work paycheck by paycheck. So when you take a day or two away from them, it's really throws a loop into their budget.